You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to episode 18 of the Oracle of You podcast. My name is Beth Hewitt. The cards that we have got today are Divine Guidance, Archangel Sandalphon. It says, the search for meaning in life, consider an alternative approach and surround yourself with wise teachers and friends. We've got the Mirror or Perception card. And we've got the Chalice and Fertility card. Now, the Divine Guidance card is from the Archangel Power Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And the Mirror and the Chalice card come from the Wicca deck by Sally Morningstar. If you want to access any of these decks or find out more about them, you can do so by clicking on the links in the show notes. But let's talk about Divine Guidance and the search for meaning in life. I actually disagree with this card. The way that it has been written, like the interpretation of that, I'm really picking up on the energies of Doreen Virtue when she, or whoever wrote these cards for Doreen at that time. For those of you who don't know, Doreen has denounced Oracle cards. She's now religious and has completely turned her back on the work that she's done previously, which I think is really sad, but obviously that's her choice and her journey. And when we think that everything that comes before in our life is a gift, to denounce something so strongly, to cut yourself off from that, is quite a significant thing to do. We all, as human beings, do things. Like, we can be the mean girl or the bad guy. We're not all perfect. We have imperfections. And whilst we might right now be trying to be the best version of ourselves, that doesn't mean that we haven't had the capacity in the past to be horrible people, right? We have the capacity to experience all of the emotions and feelings. And so the way that the Divine Guidance card has been written, it's saying there is no need to be alone and that there are amazing people around you from whom you can gain great strength and support, and that you can seek out like-minded people who share the same beliefs and ideals as you. But I don't feel like that's the message of the card today. Right? That's the message of the card that Doreen, or whoever wrote the words for Doreen and Radley Valentine in the moment, we're thinking. But divine guidance is divine by the virtue and nature of the fact that you are the channel for your own divinity, for your own guidance. And that to pass the book, yes, we are divinely supported by others and the universe, right? And your spirit guides and angels and all of that. But to just completely think that to find meaning in our life, we should approach other people to provide that level of support. And whilst we can do that, I don't feel like that's the message of the card today. I feel really strongly that if you're listening to this right now and you're seeking for divine guidance, and maybe you listening to this Oracle card reading today is you seeking outside inspiration and insight of how to interpret what's going on for you. I totally get that we can do that and people can be a support mechanism to allow us to do that. But for me, the message that I want to share with you and the numbers and the time on the clock right now is 1, 2, 3, 4, is that you are your oracle. This is why it's called Oracle of You. This is why the podcast is called Oracle of You, because you are your oracle. Everything that you have experienced in the past, everything that you will experience in the future, and everything you are experiencing right now in the present can allow you to find meaning in your life. It is available to you right now, and you don't always need to be looking outwardly. And the reason why I feel like this is the message of the card right now is that we've also got the Mirror card, the Perception card, right? Sometimes it's just about the perception, the way that we approach something, the way that we look at something that is going to illuminate the meaning for us. This is about your perception. This is about you finding clarity. And this is about you seeing what is being reflected back to you. The mirrors in our life are reflectors of life as it is. And they are revealing to us exactly what is present without embellishment, without attributing it to goddesses or spirits or others who are of the heavenly realm or others who do divine work, right? Right now, in this moment, as you look into a mirror or as you look at something with a fresh perspective, you can receive the guidance in this moment without interference from external stimuli or external people. The message right now is to feel and see exactly what is being reflected back to you right now and to trust your own perceptions above all others, above everybody else, above everyone, all of the teachers, all of the mentors. Trust yourself higher than anything else right now. I'm not saying you can't seek guidance from coaches and mentors and psychics and spiritualists, but right now in this moment, you are being asked to look within and to see and perceive that which is being reflected back to you right now in the present, because the answers that you seek right now are within you right now. If something doesn't feel right, look carefully at what is happening before you start to take any more action. Watch and reflect upon the things in your surroundings right now deeply and trust your own intuition, your inner intuition from the inside, you, not anybody else. You can curb any fantasies and idealistic attitudes as you step into your liberation of seeing things clearly from your perspective. Be honest with yourself and others at this time. You get to live the life that you want to live, and you get to interpret the world around you the way that you want to. And then we've got the Chalice and Fertility card. And on the Chalice in itself is like that Holy Grail, that search for meaning in life. That search for the journey, for healing, for harmony. The chalice in this card indicates a time to go more with the flow, but not any flow, your flow, to experience your cup being filled with the gifts that the water brings, the gifts that your journey has already brought you. You may be feeling emotionally charged because you want to figure this out right now. It can be quite frustrating. Maybe there's some intense feelings going on. But the Chalice card, the Fertility card, is about healing. Let go and let the flow of life wash over you. Let your own emotions prepare you for what is to come, for you to create more fertile growth in the ground that you stand in right now. Consider what is contained in your vessel and what has been contained in your vessel in the past. Which parts of you do you wish to bring on this never-ending journey of self-discovery? Take a note of your dreams. Listen to yourself. Listen to the water. So this is a positive card that you can receive and be curious about who you are and who you want to become. You are the vessel for divine grace to fill. You are divine guidance. You are source. You are energy. And you can embody whoever you want to become because you are already that person. I hope this reading resonates with you if you've been looking for external validation for the path that you are on, or you've been looking for outside clues. And yes, it's good to ask for signs and to notice those signs and synchronicities, but sometimes we just need to sit with ourselves and know that we are the oracle of you. If you've enjoyed this reading, or if you want to reach out at any time, you can do so by emailing support@visualizeyou.com. And if you are interested in going on your own journey of self-discovery, you can do so by signing up for the next gratitude journey at journeytogratitude.com. Or if you want to make sure that you are subscribed and you are aware of all of our future episodes as they land, go to oracleyou.com and sign up there. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope today's reading resonates with you, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.